relationship undiluted. From your favorite podcaster, Emitope Onicha Mowo, that loves serving it hot and spicy as usual. Thank you so much to those that have been listening to my podcast channel so far. Thank you guys. You guys are the best. You guys are everything I could ever wish for. Thank you so much. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for sharing my podcast channel. I love you guys so much. You guys are the best. And if you are listening to my podcast channel for the very first time, I say welcome to this space. And I promise to always give you the best. And you can do well to share me your reviews both here and on my WhatsApp. Today I want to talk about some few things. I want to talk about friendship, I want to talk about relationship, but mostly I want to talk about the CEO of Access Bank, that is late Herbert Wigley. I want to talk about him, but before I delve into our topic, before I go further, I have an ad here with me. And dear business owner, the time is now to get your company or business name registered. Stand out from the crowd, safeguard your assets, and position yourself for success by registering your business with CAC, Corporate Affairs Commission, at the lowest and cheapest price. I know you have a business, and I'm sure you want your business to be known all over the world. So now is the best time to get your business registered, get your company's register, because once you register your company's name, it boosts your self-confidence and it makes it to stand out from the crowd. Yes, anywhere you go, you have the business to say, yes, this is my company's name, this is what it looks like, this is my logo, this is my watermark. You understand now? So for that, you, if you want to, it's very affordable and very cheap. Very cheap and very affordable. So you dial 090-6042-3360 or 081-1101-0967. That's the number to contact the person on. And I promise you, you're not going to give fake things here. And I promise you, it's going to be the best. So now, let's move into our topic, tributes on Herbert Wigley, or tribute to Herbert Wigley. I don't know if you guys watch the tribute, A Night of Tributes to Herbert Wigley on channels television on YouTube, because I watch it, and I want to talk about the lessons I learned from what I watch. That's why I'm here today. You see, Herbert Wigley raised champions. He helps people achieve their dreams. And Herbert Wigley has someone he reported to, and that is his lecturer. And the name of his lecturer is Mr. Harry, an accountant. Now, I want to ask you a question. Who is your mentor and who are you reporting to? Because nowadays, so many of us, we don't even have Google reports. Many people say, I say what I say, I do what I do, I live my life the way I want, nobody's gonna question me. And no, you don't live life like that. You need to get someone that you're accountable to, someone that you can report to, someone that can do check and balance of your life. It's very, very important. Because Herbert Wigley and his lecturer was very close, to the extent that Mr. Henry, that's the accountant, knows everything that happens in Herbert Wigley's life. It's Herbert, his guardian, as his teacher, as his lecturer, as his disciplinary teacher, because even Herbert Wigley's parents know of this person. So I want to tell you that you need to have someone that you can be accountable to. It might be your partner, be accountable to your partner, might be your parents, because some of you just do things out of the blues, low proportions out of the blues, and you just say, nobody's gonna question me, I do what I do, I do what I say. And no, you don't have to do things that way. Because some persons are in a relationship with some persons, and their partner is someone that is not accountable to anybody. You hear some partners saying, I do what I do, nobody can question me, I do what I do, I live my own life. And now, you need to have a mentor. Who is mentoring you? If you don't have a mentor, you have a tormentor. Who is tormenting you? Who is mentoring you? You need to answer that question yourself. No, don't just get an ordinary mentor. Get someone that is disciplined, that is a thesaurus of knowledge, someone that can put you on track, someone that you can talk to when you are at your lowest moment. The other thing I want to talk about is setting goals. You see, Herbert Wigwe has started setting goals like 6 years ahead. You can see, for someone to be setting goals 6 years ahead, he knows what he wants. So I want to tell you guys that we should learn how to set our goals. Because you set a goal this year and you couldn't achieve it, doesn't mean you can't achieve the goals in the years that are coming by. You don't have to give up on yourself or give up on your goals, because if the late Herbert Wigwe has given up on his goals, he won't be where he was before he died. And people wouldn't have been talking about him and the good deeds he has done. You know, the throughput of former CBN governor and Emir Sanusi Lamido during Herbert Wigwe's night of tribute, it underscored the importance of loyalty, integrity, and building a networking of good friends. You see, according to Sanusi, Sanusi said he was dethroned as Emir by 9 a.m. Please follow the gist. Sanusi said he was dethroned as Emir by 9 a.m. The plan was to send him on exile for many years. I don't know what he did by that time. But by 12 noon, his friend, the late Herbert Wigwe, had chartered a plane to pick up Sanusi and his family from Kano Airport. Instead of Sanusi moving on exile, Herbert Wigwe moved Sanusi and his family to Lagos, kept them in a hotel for a few days, and later rented an apartment for him, all expenses paid. Do you get that gist? All expenses paid. A whole Sanusi, if you watch that video, you will know what being emotional means. For a whole Emir Sanusi to be crying on a live video in the presence of thousands of people over the beautiful memories with Herbert Wigwe. You know, it was one call to Herbert that saved Sanusi from shame and exile. Just one call. Now, this is the question I want to ask you. Who are your friends? Who are in your circle? Who are you building friendship with? Who are you dealing with? Who are you personally yourself? These are questions you need to ask yourself, and you need to answer truthfully. Be truthful to yourself. You see, for those that do not understand how powerful friendship and network is, let me tell you, continue burning bridges. Keep burning bridges, because one day you'll be stranded, but your savior will be nowhere because you have destroyed the bridge. Let me tell you, I can tell you that I am a beneficiary of network. I am a testimony of loyalty. I've been saved several times by just one call. Believe me when I say, you might not be a rich man, but your network of solid friends definitely work for you. So please, choose your friend wisely and stop burning bridges. Productivity leads to constant usefulness. Stop burning bridges. I also want to talk about the tributes Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu said. He described Herbert Wigwe as a true friend and a major contributor to the development of Lagos State. He also praised Wigwe's commitment to youth empowerment and his effort to promote financial inclusion. In general, Governor Sanwo-Olu's words were very positive and reflected the high regard in which Wigwe was held. That is why it is always important to do a cross-check about yourself, your life, how you relate with people, because what you do is what people would say. What you do is what people would say. And what will people say about you? What people will say about you matters a whole lot. Don't just live your life as if you own everything about yourself. You need to live your life. Live a good life. Behave well. Be assertive. Be positive. Think well. You know, his co-founder, the former chairman of Access Bank, he and the late Herbert Wigwe were both instrumental in the growth and success of Access Bank. And they worked together for many years to build the bank into one of the largest in Nigeria. It was impressive, sorry, it is impressive to see how far he and Herbert Swigwe have come since co-founding Access Bank. The both have quite a story to tell. It just goes to show what can be achieved with hard work, dedication, and a bit of luck. Our friends can either mar or make our life, so we should choose our friends wisely. You see, when I tell people to choose their friends wisely, it means that choose a friend that their own goals and visions align with yours. If you want to choose a partner, for those of you in a relationship, you have to choose someone that your goals and visions align together. Don't just follow someone blindly. Don't follow a friend that you don't know where his vision is leading him to. Don't follow people blindly. Have a vision. Know what you're doing. Have an insight about who is this person, who is my friend. Have a rethink. Have a deep thinking about yourself and about your circle. Don't just follow people blindly. Now I begin to wonder how they were able to manage their personal differences. That is about to read the late Herbert Swigwe, his co-founder, the former co-founder, chairman of Access Bank, the Emir Sanusi, Aliko Dangote, and I begin to wonder how they were able to manage their personal differences, personal conflicts, and how they were able to synergize despite different backgrounds. But I have come to a conclusion that in every friendship or relationship, there must be an argument. But what I believe is that their goals and their visions brought them together. No matter who you are, no matter how loyal you are to your friends or your partner, there must be an argument. Yes, there is no relationship or friendship without an argument, except you guys are deceiving yourself. Most especially as a friend, maybe you guys are into joint accounts or running a business jointly. There is going to be an argument. You guys will fall apart. But what your visions and goals and what brought you guys together are strong, then you guys are bound to come back together, resolve issues, move ahead, and wax stronger and stronger. It is very necessary to have friends that don't envy your success. Have friends that clear you. Have friends that cheer you on during the course of your journey in life. People who tell you you're doing a great job, that there is so much out there for you. You have to be very careful. Know your circle. Choose your circle. Choose wisely. Be positive. Be assertive. Always remember that you have dreams and there are endless possibilities. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you've learned one or two things from this episode, and I hope to hear your reviews, your honest reviews on my WhatsApp channel. On my WhatsApp, you can just send your message or your reviews through my WhatsApp to 080-522-01299, or you can message me on Facebook, and my Facebook username is Onija Mowo Ashande Temitope. If it's on TikTok, my name is Onija Mowo Temitope. And if it's on Instagram, my name is Onija Mowo Sera. Anywhere you just see Onija Mowo, just know I'm the one. You anywhere on my social media handles, you always see Onija Mowo. Anything Onija Mowo Temitope, Faith, Sera. That's me. And for your articles, if you're someone that wants to write an article but you don't know how to go about it, you can talk to me. If you want to write articles or future writing stories, if you want to do storytelling, if you want to write things about your content, if you want to write content about your business or about your brand, you can talk to me about it. I do it at affordable price. So thank you so much for listening. You guys are the best. Have a wonderful and a productive day today. I love you guys.